From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, August 22nd. Coming up, we'll learn more about how Illinois schools are moving away from a punitive truancy system. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker welcomed the fall class at the University of Illinois Urbana campus Monday with optimistic words about enrollment and funding. Jim Meadows has more.
Only a few students joined with dignitaries for the governor's remarks, but Pritzker said they were benefiting from increases in state university funding as well as MAP grants for those demonstrating financial need. He said the result is higher enrollment at state schools.
You are an elite group. You see, across the nation, college first-year enrollment went down 2.4%, but not here in Illinois. Enrollment has gone up.
While MAP funding is higher than ever, Pritzker acknowledged that direct funding to state universities in Illinois is still below levels of a quarter century ago, but he hopes for more increases in the years ahead. I'm Jim Meadows.
The defense in the perjury case against an aide to former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is focusing on a past Madigan investigation. Dave McKinney reports.
Federal prosecutors rested their case yesterday against former Madigan Chief of Staff Timothy Mapes. Mapes is accused of lying to a grand jury about whether Madigan had tasked now-convicted lobbyist Michael McLean with any sensitive work. The defense wants the judge in the case to permit testimony about McLean allegedly lying to the FBI in 2013, 2014, and 2016, something for which he was never charged. The feds were probing McLean's work with a real estate developer and whether the ex-speaker was soliciting that developer for property tax appeal work. Mapes' lawyer believes testimony about that shows McLean's words shouldn't be trusted in wiretaps used against Mapes. This is Dave McKinney.
A former midwife at Swedish Hospital on Chicago's North Side explains why she quit as the medical center makes major changes for patients. Kristen Schorsch reports.
Swedish is making an abrupt shift to its popular midwifery program. Pregnant patients will now see both midwives and OBGYNs instead of only midwives. At its peak, Swedish had 10 midwives. Come September, there will be two. Bridget Davidson was a midwife at Swedish for 11 years before quitting in May. She says the hospital wanted the midwife group to work extra shifts without getting paid for it.
It got so painful, and it was just so hard to be told over and over, like, you're not doing enough. This isn't good enough. We're going to need more hours out of you. We're going to need to change your schedule again because of the money that we need you to make.
A hospital spokesman did not respond to a request for comment. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.
Health experts are warning people to take precautions now to prevent heat stroke or heat exhaustion. Temps are predicted to hover around 100 degrees this week, but in some areas it could feel like 115 degrees with the humidity. Dr. Javier Guevara, an emergency room physician at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, says it's important to know the warning signs.
If you're particularly feeling a headache, confusion, excessive sweating, your body temperature is getting red and flushy, and you feel like you're going to pass out, don't wait. Call for help. Call 911. Go to a cooling center. Lay down, drink water, and rest.
Dr. Guevara recommends if you're living in a dwelling without air conditioning, try to take a cool shower or bath and try to get to the lowest level of the building. Still to come, we'll learn more about how Illinois schools are trying to move away from a punitive truancy system for students. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Take a deep dive into the meaning and history behind some of America's most quintessential symbols and stories with the series Iconic America. David Rubenstein, who's a lifelong student of American history, examines America's past through the lens of our most emblematic symbols and landmarks. Rubenstein explores the meaning and origins of icons that connect us to our country's past. Friends of WILL can watch all episodes now with WILL Passport. Find out more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. More than 1 in 5 students in Illinois were chronically truant last year. That means they missed over 5% of the year without a valid excuse. WNIJ's Peter Medlin has more on how schools are moving away from a punitive truancy system and trying to find out the root causes instead.
It's illegal for Illinois school districts to refer students to local law enforcement to be punished with a fine for truancy. The law changed back in 2019, but not every school stopped. Last year, an investigation from ProPublica and the Chicago Tribune found that Illinois schools have still issued over 1,000 truancy tickets since. And in a few northern Illinois districts, police have issued dozens of truancy tickets worth hundreds of dollars. In Mendota, students have paid $100 truancy tickets as recently as this May, nearly 4.5 years after the state prohibited the practice. Mendota police have written students 45 truancy tickets since 2019, according to public records obtained by WNIJ. Denise Onbau is the superintendent at the Mendota Township High School District.
I agree with the full intent of it, that it is not in the best interest of a student to have additional fines and fees laid upon them, especially from a school district.
She says because they have a school resource officer working in the building, they're not technically referring students to law enforcement. Onbau says their resource officer is part of their truancy review meetings and might issue tickets on their own, but she says they're making a concerted effort to stop. This past year, fewer than 10 tickets were issued, and she hopes to make it zero this year. Police in Streeter issued 25 truancy tickets in the 2021-22 school year, but cut it to zero last year. Bo Doty is the assistant principal at Streeter Township High School, and despite the fines, he says the truancy system has become much less punitive.
When I first started in this position, you had judges that would actually put kids in detention home because of truancy.
Now school districts are required to exhaust as many interventions as possible to help truant students before there's any punitive action like suspension, expulsion, or court referral. In Streeter, they've hired a full-time truancy mentor to help facilitate those interventions. Her name is Sarah Price, and every day she scans attendance reports to see who made it to school. And once a student reaches a certain number of absences, her role kicks in. She sends letters home, visits families, and she says they also have a weekly truancy intervention group to try to get students back on track. And for those who fall far behind because of truancy, the school also has an alternative program housed inside the high school. It's a separate classroom with their own teacher who helps guide them through online credit recovery.
10 or 12 kids graduate last year that probably wouldn't have graduated if they weren't in our program.
Samantha Holm is the director of student services for the Regional Office of Education, covering 29 school districts across LaSalle, Marshall, and Putnam counties. And part of their work involves truancy. And Holm started as a truancy officer, and she says they act as a mediator between school districts and families.
School districts will make a referral to our office. We have the discretion to either take the referral or kick it back and say this doesn't meet criteria for truancy.
Last year, Holm officially served 120 truant students on her own, and she started her days stopping at houses and waiting with kids at their bus stop to make sure they got to school.
We reach out to families, try to get to the bottom of what that issue is. Is it mental health challenges? Is it bullying? Is there poverty? A lot of the families that are referred for truancy live at or below the poverty line.
They can request parent-teacher conferences, refer out to school social workers or the Youth Service Bureau for counseling. Holm and Price both say there's a youth mental health crisis. And the regional office also helps with other issues, too. They drop off gas cards for families experiencing transportation challenges that can cause truancy. Holm says it's been a major shift to discourage schools from sending students to get fined or referred to the state's attorney's office to juvenile court.
Punishment doesn't work, and we need to find some practical solutions and do what we can to help as much as possible.
The youth mental health crisis and academic struggles stemming from the pandemic aren't going away anytime soon. But Holm says there's plenty that school districts can do to help truant students and their families. They can show students the costs of missing out on school and not just the cost of a fine. I'm Peter Medlin.
That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Dave McKinney, Kristen Schorsch, Michael Puente, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.